Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky joined by our good friend Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, has been on with us a bunch, a good friend for, gosh, a couple decades now. Nags, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. Good to be on with you guys. Yeah, we feel like we've all known each other a long time. I mean, we've talked about it on the show before. Buck and I go back to when he was a player and I was a peon intern, so... we all go way back.
And now you've got fancy helmets and footballs behind you. I mean, look at how far we've come here. This is big time. Hey, Jim, I'm excited. You've got your watch list has come out, your Senior Bowl watch list, which is really, it's anybody that's interested in the draft, it's a year-round thing now. It's just not something people start paying attention to once the college season ends or the NFL season ends. It's a good list to kind of put your toe in the water a little bit and start looking forward to what next year's draft is going to look like. And, you know, we can go a lot of different ways. We can talk about the quarterbacks. We can talk about, you know, some of the top rated players you're trying to get to this game. But I thought we could take a little different approach. And as we kick off the college season, maybe identify some of these teams that are a little under the radar that, as you and your staff have identified, have a lot of talent. Is that something you guys have noticed over the years? When you see this watch list come together, and it's a little bit of a forecast for maybe some surprises in the college season.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys know this. I mean, the more NFL talent you have on a team, you should win games, right? So, it usually materializes that way. And there's a number of teams on this year's list that might surprise people. Kentucky with 10. I think Stanford's got 6. You know, just talking to their staff out there. I mean, they're really excited about the football team they're bringing back. So, NC State, I think 9. They're way up there. So, with, you know, Devin Leary being kind of the headliner, I think most people that follow the draft know all about the quarterback Devin Leary by now, but they've got a number of other good players. So, yeah, I think looking at the watch list can kind of tell you kind of how this season might shape out.
You know, and thinking about that, because it pains me that NC State has so many guys on the watch list. Talk a little bit about Leary, the quarterback. I had a chance to talk to him this summer, but what is it about him that has caught your eye?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got a chance to see Devin at the Manning camp this summer. I know you guys go to a lot of that stuff too out there on the West Coast, and having the Manning camp kind of in our backyard in Thibodaux, it's always a great exposure. And he threw it better down there than maybe I expected. You know, that's why it's dangerous sometimes having expectations on these guys. But people always talk about guys can spin it, right? It's kind of become a cliche term with quarterbacks. But Devin Leary, of all the guys at that camp, in terms of just like being able to just spin a tight ball, man, he throws a pretty ball, catchable ball. So played a lot of football there, has broken a bunch of records. Again, at a school that's produced Phillip Rivers and Russell Wilson and players of that ilk. So, I think we're excited to see those guys. We're going to have a scout living right in their backyard there in the Triangle area. So we're going to see those guys play quite a bit.
Yeah, first of all, Mike Glennon is very offended that you did not tack him on to the end of that NC State quarterback list there. I mean, come on, man. One of the other teams on there I thought was fascinating is, you know, look, SMU is not a, you know, a powerhouse program, and they've got five guys on your list. So, you know, that could be a team that you're talking about who's going to maybe crash the party. Who are some of these spoilers that are out there that could be a dangerous game? It looks like SMU's got some dudes.
Yeah, you look just to stay in that conference, stay in the American from last year, and I think we ended up with six or seven Cincinnati guys in the game. Yeah. Brian Cook, who went in the third round, I think, to the Chiefs, was another guy that was going to come but got injured. So, I mean, again, a year ago at this time, they had 10 or 11. SMU, they've produced some good players for our game. You just look at last year with a guy like Danny Gray, who had a great preseason out there in San Francisco with the 49ers third-round pick. Grant Calcaterra, the tight end. And this year, they've got a guy just keeping it at the skill player position, Rashi Rice, the receiver. They've cranked out a bunch of good offensive skill talent there. And Rice is going to be the next guy, really strong, good with the ball in his hands, and can run. I think the common denominator with what they've done at SMU, regardless of who the head coach has been, is they've added good speed on the perimeter. And that's carrying over. These guys are playing at the next level. So we're excited to see Rashi this fall.
You know, Sonny Dykes did a really good job building up SMU, but now he's at TCU, and I noticed that TCU has a bunch of players there as well. Who's some of the standouts that have caught your eye?
Yeah, I'd probably start with Dylan Horton, their edge player. You talk about underrated players. It's kind of hard to know right now just because people ask me who's underrated going into this process, and it's hard to gauge unless you see a lot on social media over the summer, on the internet over the summer. But I haven't seen a lot about Dylan Horton, and he's a guy that we really like. I think he's got a chance to be a day two guy. We had eight guys from that edge crew from last year's game, you know, starting with Jermaine Johnson, Arnold Ebiketie, Boye Mafe. So last year was a great group with that edge class. I think Dylan Horton will be in that day two mix as a top 100 player when it's all said and done. And then they've got the corners, Noah Daniels and Hodges Tomlinson. They've got a center, Steve Avila. Center guard, so another, you know, early day three guy right now is going to be in the mix as one of those top interior guys. So, more talent back for the Horned Frogs.
Yeah, we're talking about teams that maybe people aren't expecting that have a bunch of guys on this list. One that's an obvious one. You expect they're going to have a lot of guys. That's Alabama, a boatload of guys. So we kind of know who the frontline guys are. I think most of our audience does, Nags. But every year you get a program like an Alabama or an LSU, there's always that kind of one-year starter, that late developer or somebody who maybe has been blocked in a loaded position group that kind of emerges. I mean, we see it every single year. Is there anybody that you guys have kind of identified maybe off of traits or limited production that's going to get more of an opportunity this year at Alabama that could jump on the scene?
Yeah, I mean, I would say most people are talking about Jordan Battle at safety. Yeah. And the other safety, DeMarco Helms, finished the year really strong. You watched the Iron Bowl game, and he was flying around. So he's a guy we're intrigued about going into the year. And then Cameron Latu. Like, there's another guy that you haven't heard a lot about, Cameron Latu, at the tight end position. But a guy that went there on the defensive side of the ball and has transitioned. And he's one of our highest graded tight ends going into the year. So we're excited about him. He's been banged up a little bit here in the preseason, I believe. But he's a guy that with Bryce Young at quarterback, we think, losing some of the perimeter guys, losing some of the skill talent, Jameson Williams and those guys from last year, they might be more tight end centric on offense. And Cameron Latu could have a big year.
Yeah, it's funny. Alabama is always kind of like the darling of the SEC, with the exception of Georgia. But Kentucky of late has produced a bunch of different pros. Let's talk about some of those guys, particularly the quarterback.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those guys down here in the game. You know, like last year, Luke Fortner, and we had a crew of guys that came down here and did a good job. But you can start with Will. You can start with Will Levis. I mean, he's kind of been the talk all summer of on the different platforms, and he should be, right? Like I talked about the Manning camp a little earlier. To me, he and Anthony Richardson from Florida, the junior quarterback, redshirt sophomore, those two guys, in terms of physical tools, are probably head and shoulders above the rest of that group. But again, that's not with 21 other moving parts on a football field. So we need to see what that looks like. But when you look at guys like the guys behind me, if you can see the guys behind me, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, a couple guys that have played in the game recent years, I think those guys help Will Levis's cause, right? He's got, you know, we refer to those guys as toolsy guys, right? And Josh Allen had some things accuracy wise he needed to clean up. Justin Herbert had questions coming out of the scheme that he played in. You know, I think Will Levis brings a lot of those same things to the table in terms of being a big, physically impressive, put together guy. When you see him, when you get up on him, I mean, he is an impressive dude. And then you see him throw it, you see him run around on tape. So he's got all that stuff. So we think he's going to have a good year. They've got a couple offensive linemen coming back. They've got a transfer receiver from Virginia Tech. So he's going to have weapons, got a good senior running back coming back. So yeah, I think Mark Stoops has just built a great program up there. So, you know, everyone's looking for that next team in the East after Georgia. Kentucky's going to be right there.
You mentioned Georgia right there, though. Again, you got a long list of Georgia Bulldogs that are on your watch list, as we're going to have every year here. But I want to get to the two big games we've got coming up this weekend. We've got Georgia and Oregon. And talking to some guys that have been up through Oregon, and I know some of their players from having studied those guys over the summer. You know, with Penei Sewell's brother, Noah Sewell, is a really good linebacker. They've got another linebacker next to him, and Justin Flo. They've got some real athletes. But everybody that I talked to that's been to both these schools early, and it's, you know, those early visits, you just kind of body type them and kind of move on. But they've said they thought Oregon, if you just, you know, you get Oregon off the bus and you get Georgia off the bus, they won't look out of place. You know, that Oregon has got a real shot in this game. I don't know anybody's given them a shot. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that one. And then Notre Dame, Ohio State. I mean, these are two monster games here coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of question marks in that Georgia-Oregon game. Just Georgia defensively, you got to replace so many people. And I do think Kirby Smart has that Georgia program kind of where Nick Saban's got it now. They're kind of reloading now. Mm-hmm. You know, that recruiting monster is kind of, you know, taking its form over the last, you know, 5-6 years. And now they can just reload. But it's a lot of guys that haven't played a ton of football and been in prominent roles. So how will they respond? But obviously with guys like, I think Nolan Smith being the headliner there on defense, you know,
he's Jalen Carter too.
Jalen Carter. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got some great players, you know, offensively, Kenny McIntosh at running back. Finally, without Zamir White there, without James Cook there, I think we're going to see Kenny McIntosh have a breakout year. And then you flip it to the Oregon side. You know, I watched Bo Nix play a lot of football here in the state of Alabama up at Auburn. And again, he kind of became the whipping boy for the Auburn fan base a little bit. He kind of took the brunt of the criticism, to me, unjustly, that, you know, they haven't – you just look at it from an NFL perspective. When was the last time Auburn cranked out a bunch of offensive linemen? So I think what it's done, it's showcased Bo's, you know, ability to run around and make those ad-lib plays. I think the LSU game is probably a great example of that from last year, some of the throws and plays that Bo made. So I know that we like Bo Nix right now as an NFL prospect, and I know the NFL does. Talked to a lot of NFL guys, I'm sure you have over the summer as well, that yeah. think Bo's an NFL guy. So we'll see how he looks in a new offense. But I think that's where that one breaks down, is just a lot of newness. What does that look like, right? There's a lot of questions to be answered in a big game like that. And then Ohio State, Notre Dame, that's just going to be a classic matchup. We're going to have a scout at both those games. We're excited to see both those teams. But the Marcus Freeman era is here, guys. I'm excited to see what Notre Dame looks like. And, you know, Brian Kelly did an awesome job there. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think people forget what Notre Dame looked like.
I mean,
that program was nowhere near the position he left it in for Marcus Freeman. But, you know, we don't have a ton of Notre Dame prospects on the watch list this year. Not a huge senior class. And last year wasn't either. I don't think we had a Notre Dame guy in the game last year, which is a departure from our first couple of years here at the game. We were loaded with Notre Dame guys. So I think most of their talent is young. There, whereas Ohio State, they're kind of where that Georgia and Alabama program is. They just reload. So the guy at Ohio State, I'm really looking forward to see, is Josh Proctor, the safety. Really athletic guy. Missed most of last year with an injury. You know, going back to my time with Seattle, he's long and he can run. I almost think some teams might look at this guy as a press corner. But interested to see Proctor come out and see what he does week one.
Nine guys, Buck. He's got nine Buckeyes, and there's only three from Notre Dame. And Notre Dame does, you know, you got the tight end who's a little bit younger. They've got some young offensive tackles, I think, that are really gifted. But you just, I think this is helpful. You tell me, Buck. I'll get to you on that one. But I remember when we go through these visits and you do your spring scouting and then you'd go through training camp. And I remember the AP Top 25 would come out. And for us, and Nags, you're out here too, but like we'd go to Boise, right? And Boise would have, they'd have like six or seven, like we would consider like top three round players. And the top 25 would come out and they'd be, you know, 18th. And I'm like, there's no way that there are 17 teams better than this Boise State team. But Buck, I feel like this is another example of, you can kind of look at some of these teams and maybe Stanford is one of those that nobody's talking about. And the scouts go through, they're like, hold up, these guys got NFL dudes, man.
Yeah, no, I think it's funny. I think it's funny when you look around and you're trying to figure out internally, like the circle inside the NFL circle, the teams that we know have players and compare it to the outside world. But I'm not going to let you go, Nagy, without having this, because I need you to settle this debate before it takes place over the weekend.
Oh, no.
So I'm looking at the watch list, and I'm seeing that Carolina has three guys. But I'm also seeing that App State has three guys. And what I wonder is, are you being friendly to the App State people?
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Are you being friendly? Do they really have three guys?
Come on.
Do they have three guys that are really going to show up and do work? At this, like, can we talk about the comparison between the two squads as it relates to the watch list?
We can talk about that. I would like to talk about when the three of us were area scouts and we had all this inside knowledge that Boise was going to be a really good team, but we didn't have enough money to go to Vegas and put money on it.
There was a time where as little money as we were making, you could have made a argument to say, okay, you're going to get fired for this and it's going to end your career. But you're like, I'm not really making that much money. I'm away from my family. I'm traveling. Maybe I just take this institutional knowledge and then apply it somewhere else.
We all should have road trip straight from Boise down to Vegas. Put some money down. No, honestly, Buck, and I'm not playing up to our guy DJ at all. But no, App State, you guys know they put out a lot of players. I mean, there's a couple guys, Nick Hampton at linebacker, Cameron Peoples at running back, big back. So a couple guys we really like. But that'll be a good one. That's another game we'll be at this weekend. The battle of the move the sticks. Yes. I don't know what we want to call it. The move the sticks bowl.
It's a move the sticks showdown. I don't know. We got to come up with a name for this thing.
Yeah.
Accepting all ideas.
You guys need to come up with a name, but no, it'll be a good one. But yeah, those App State guys, I mean, whether it's Keem Davis Gaither and guys we've had over the years, I mean, there's been some.
DeMarco ones. Jackson last year. Come
DeMarco.
On.
DeMarco. Yeah. DeMarco, fifth round pick to the Saints. So I hear you though, Buck. I hear you.
What does Carolina have, by the way? Give me some scouting report on their guys. Pride. I'm pulling up the names here. A lot of heart. The little engine that could. You've got Antoine Green, you've got Noah Taylor, and you've got Raymond Vahosik. Might be saying that wrong.
Yeah, Vahosik's a D lineman we had on the list last year. Taylor's a transfer from Virginia, big long linebacker. Was a productive player at Virginia. So we'll see. Kind of wait and see. I think the guy that
he wanted to get a better degree. I don't know about the football part. He just wanted to get a better degree. So that's why he left Virginia.
Yeah,
he's probably a big basketball fan, don't you think? I think students get free basketball tickets. I think that's how that works there at Carolina.
Big academic. You want to get a better degree. You want to get an upgrade.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna. I pray that somehow we win this
thing. If the Padres
fall apart and don't make the playoffs and North Carolina beats App State, it's gonna be a bad year for me, man. I'm just telling you that right now.
I know this is a football podcast, but how are the Padres falling apart? I don't really follow baseball, but my goodness.
We trade for Josh Hader, who is the best closer literally by numbers, like in the history. And like, you look at Mariano Rivera with the saves, but like K's per nine and all those metrics, literally the best in history. He has a 24 something ERA since he came to the pot. He can't get an out. It's just a cursed franchise. It's unbelievable, man. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, anyways, neither here nor there. Nags, what do you miss about the road? I know there's a lot that we complained about over the years with that lifestyle, the scouting lifestyle. Is there anything you miss?
The guys, I would say probably. I certainly don't miss a lot about the road. I got out a little bit this fall, had a chance to go speak to some schools, which I know you guys do a lot of that as well, talking to programs about the draft process. And that's fun. I enjoy that. But I'd say just the guys, just the camaraderie. And that's really why you know, selfishly, we've kind of built this thing the way we built it with former NFL scouts every year. We've got nine guys this year with 160, 170 years of NFL experience, a bunch of guys, you know, and that makes it fun, really just being solid makes it fun for me. We need to be connected. It's important. Those relationships are important, right? We don't have the budget to be in a school every day. So we're just at games on the weekend and we're home watching tape, but to have a network of guys that can call their buddies. But I just miss the guys on the road. I just was showing up at a school call and, you know, running into two or three guys from other teams you hadn't seen in a little bit and just catching up that day. And that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, I miss bringing the donuts. I miss making sure that I was there early to bring the donuts to make sure that the school visits were properly welcome, that we let them.
I miss the three of us being together at Cal Berkeley when they're shimmying the poo down the tree for the people that were living up in the tree. And you're looking out and I'm like, what is going on here, man? People living up there in the trees. Like, I'm like, they're shimmying a little bucket down. What's the, and they're like, you don't want to know what that is.
Well, Buck, back to your donuts thing, man. Like, my goal was always to make it through the fall without like reaching into the box in the passenger seat before I walked into the school.
That's right.
You get to like the middle of October and the dog days.
It's all done. Like, especially when you're working out.
Especially when you can't get a parking spot. You know, you get there, there's no parking spot. You get a little bit, there's a road that's closed. You're trying to figure out how to get in the facility. The frustration I found that lends to that donut box being opened. That's what happens.
The intention was to go in with a dozen, but towards the October, those guys were getting about 10 donuts.
So just the coordinators. Just the coordinators by the time the donuts got in there.
So the trick is for the guys, you have to bring a dozen. But then you get the donut holes because you can eat out the donut holes and no one knows that you've been snacking. But if you take one of the dozen, hey, this dozen only has 10. Yeah. Like, so you got to get the donut holes. No one counts the donut holes.
Good veteran move, Buck.
By the way, I just drove my son. He's a freshman at Baylor. And Bucky knew about this. So I drove him out to get him all set up. And you know, one of us, I don't remember even who it was, had to go to the restroom, and I employed the scouting 101. If you got to go to the bathroom when you're on the road. We found a Hampton Inn. Just walked in, said hi to Beverly at the front. Just walked back to that. This is the cleanest bathroom you've ever seen. Never been used. Nobody's ever used a lobby restroom at a hotel. So go in there, take care of business. On the way out, get a warm chocolate chip cookie. Bev, hey, thanks. Have a great day. As far as she knows, we're staying there in the car and off we go. It's literally the best piece of information I could ever hand down to anybody. It's 8 years of scouting on the road has led to that one piece of advice that I can offer everybody. Last one from me, Nags. I'm curious how you guys have dealt with this, because I know I'm talking to some buddies that are out on the road right now. They've said because of the portal and because, you know, you go into some of these schools, like I guess LSU has a ton of transfers too. But some of these schools you go into, and a lot of these liaisons, every program, for those who don't know, has a pro liaison who's somebody on the staff that deals with all the scouts. And they just, you know, supposedly know these kids better than anybody. It's a great source of information. They don't know these players, man. They've been there for a couple months and they're going to be draft eligible as juniors or seniors. But I'm curious to see, background wise for scouts, this has got to be harder than it's ever been, man, because the school visit, they don't even know these kids. They're throwing them out there, letting them play for a year and they're gone.
Yeah, it's two things, really. It's twofold. It's the portal, and then it's also the movement on the coaching side. Yeah. So, you know, it's two different things. I feel like now, whereas when you were a national scout, when you were an over-the-top guy, you know, it was more just go in, get the eval done, and that's what the team's banking on for you. But now the national guys, the college directors, like they fill more of an information-gathering role on the character side because they're bopping all over the country where all these guys have been. And sometimes that's the best information, right? You get a coach that was with a guy at a former school, you might be a little more forthcoming. So yeah, it's definitely changed the dynamic in scouting. I mean, it is, it's hard. You go to these schools and he just showed up here in July. I mean, we had a guy that we were talking about on the watch list, putting on the watch list just a couple weeks ago. And next thing you know, we're ready to put the list out and he jumps in the portal and we're like, we took him off the list. We didn't know what school to put him with. Right. And then, yeah, it's a different world. It's a different world than the one we used to live in.
One thing before we go, different world that we're living in, we're seeing a bunch of our guys or guys that have similar experiences make their way to the college ranks as de facto general managers for college teams. What do you think about that transition? Now, particularly because you've kind of done something similar in terms of the Senior Bowl, what skills would enable them to be pretty successful in making that transition going from the pro game to now dealing with recruiting and the transfer portal?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, Buck. I really do. I think, you know, there's only 32 NFL teams, right? So, I mean, you get done, you're a lifer. There's a lot of guys that, again, just because of the nature of what we do here at the Senior Bowl and trying to get guys that have been let go after the draft every year and kind of creating a new staff year to year, maybe I'm a little more sensitive to it, but you hear guys that are, you know, close to our age, you know, mid 40s to early 50s, and this is all they've ever done with their life. And now they get let go from an NFL job, and they've got kids that are still in middle school, high school. They got to put them through college. And it's tough. It's tough. The profession's getting younger. So this is great timing that this has happened at the college level, because really these colleges are going to more of a pro model, because now you have a high school scouting department and then a portal / college scouting department. So, yeah, I think we've seen some examples this offseason of NFL guys jumping down and getting GM type roles. And I think it's great. I think it's great for the profession. I think it's going to open a lot more opportunities. And it needed to happen because the NFL is really kind of shrinking. You know, they're trying to get younger. So it's given a landing spot, a nice, great landing spot for guys that are getting squeezed out a little bit at the NFL level.
It is really like a NFL front office now, when you consider you've got high school kids, which was very similar to college scouting, and you've got the portal, which is free agency, and you're trying to budget all that. And I'm sure, whether they admit it or not, I'm sure there's some other, you know, monetary things they have to budget with the current rules as they exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, you got to talk about roster management too now, right? There's models. Like, the NFL has different models set up for year to year based off cap. And okay, if we do this with this player, how's that going to affect? Well, college is doing the same thing, and they're going on like probability of us keeping a certain player, right? Like the probability of him transferring or not. So it's the Wild West right now at the NIL, but I'll say this, like the really good programs are staying ahead of it. I think they're being mm-hmm. proactive about this. I think they're looking to the NFL. I'm sure they've reached out to you guys. I've had guys at the college level, head coaches reach out to us to get input. And it's cool to see they're doing it.
No doubt. I want to leave you with this final thought. You can go right now, if you want to go watch Florida State and LSU. Those are big brands, right? Florida State mm-hmm. and LSU.
Yeah.
Tickets as low as $148. It's a pretty expensive ticket, but it's going to be a little cheaper than if you want to go up to Boone and watch the Mountaineers get after the Tar Heels. The cheapest ticket right now is $187 to that game. It is it's the hottest ticket this weekend. Forget Notre Dame, Ohio State. It's in Boone, North Carolina next. And according to some people in the desert, Bucky's team should have an easy time of it, you know. So they are the folks in the desert believe that the Tar Heels are, I don't know, maybe a point and a half better than the good guys, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes down up there on the hill.
After you got to take that long bus ride up to Boone, like a point, we can't even fly.
Next, have you been to a game there? Have you been to a game in Boone?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you got to go early, because even if you go like middle of October, it might be treacherous up the mountain. You might be getting some early snow. So, yeah, you got to get up there early.
Hey.
We're all lucky. Like, we don't have to worry about ticket prices. I'm going to that Florida State LSU.
Are you right? There you go. See? There you beautiful. Go. Nice. You got your pass. I love that. By the way, treacherous on the way up the mountain, more treacherous once you get to the top.
I'll say this, not to pump your school. That is in terms of like college settings to see a football game in, especially when the colors are changing, man, that is a beautiful venue to see a football game.
And by the way, much respect for the matchup, for them putting us on ESPNU at 9 a.m. West Coast, by the way. Come on. We can get a 3:30 East Coast game. Buck, it's disrespectful, man.
I mean,
ESPNU, we couldn't get on the Deuce. We couldn't go on ESPN2 for that game. Really?
Get to bed early, guys.
No kidding. All right, Nags, you're the best, brother. Appreciate it, man. It's great to hang out with you. I encourage everybody to go check out the Senior Bowl watch list, www.seniorbowl.com/watchlist. You can see all the names, all the top players in the country. I'm going to be highlighting what this upcoming draft is going to look like here in the spring. So, Jim, you're the best. We appreciate you, bud. Have a safe fall, man.
Appreciate it, guys. And follow us on Saturdays on Twitter. We're going to be at 13 games this weekend, and we'll be posting prospect videos from down on the field. So
give me the Twitter handle. Give me the Twitter handle.
Come on, you can't ask me to do that.
Come on.
At @JimNagy_SB. But yeah, follow, give us a follow. We'll be bringing you as many prospects as we can all the entire fall. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Good to see you, man. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Buck, always a treat to catch up with Jim again. It makes you feel old a little bit, right? I mean, these relationships that we have now, you're talking about going back, gosh, 20 years, 20 plus years. Good night. We're getting old, man.
I know. So funny. It's so crazy how it plays out. But look, man, he's done a great job. He's done a great job growing the biz and doing a really good job with the Senior Bowl. Kind of excited to have a chance to talk to him about this as he heads into the season. Give us a little insight on the players to talk about, players to watch.
All right, I got to give you this last thing before we get out of here. So I messed up my toe. So now it's back. It's healthy again. So I'm back. I can start working out again. I'm a Peloton guy. I like to just get on there and pedal. I know you like the bike too. We do that. But my daughter has a gym membership. And so it wasn't that much more money to do the family membership. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go in there. And I realized at this point in time in life, you can walk down that, you walk into the gym and there's the free weights to the left. And then there's machines to the right. Very much a younger audience in the free weight area. Very much an older audience in the machine area. And Buck, I went so fast to that machine area. I didn't even blink.
You're on the machines?
Yeah, but they're like, it's like me and a bunch of octogenarians over there, like doing like adductor and abductor leg exercises. Like I do some
machines. Oh, my guy's on the machine.
What am I going to do? Go over there and squat? Like, no, those days are over, man. I want nothing to do with that. Okay. Are you free weights? Are you lifting weights right now?
No, man. I yoga every day. I'm not testing.
Oh my gosh. See, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. I didn't tell me that for years. I got to do some yoga. I got to check that out. By the way, this is the best part about our mini celebrity, right? Very mini celebrity, very much D-level celebrities. I tweeted out that I keep losing sunglasses. And this company sent me some new glasses. How about that? Yeah. They're not an official NFL sponsor, so I guess I probably can't say what company, but I'll take the free shades, man. Appreciate that.
Look at you. That's a win.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here? I ask you this at the end of every podcast episode.
I know we talked to Coach Brown and
I guess we can tell everybody, right? Because it's coming up here on the next episode. We've got Bucky's coach, North Carolina, the legend, Mac Brown, national champion, Mac Brown. And then my college teammate, Sean Clark, who's the head coach at Appalachian State, is our two alma maters square off this weekend. I'm going to put it on Twitter, see what we can call this. What are we going to call this game? We got to come up with something.
Yeah. I don't know. But like, so it's weird because Coach Brown also coached at App State.
Yes.
I mean, all things.
He raised money for us. And he told us that story the year that he took the Carolina job. Earlier in that year, he had spent time raising money for App State. So he was literally filling the coffers of a team that would go on to beat him, that next year.
Right. Yeah. With Drink.
Yeah, with Eli Drink. That's it. There you go. All right, man. Hey, I know. Take our little game out of it. I'm so pumped for college football on Saturday, man. It's going to be fun.
Great slate of games this weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun to sit down and just watch, like, a bunch of talent come to do their thing. Should be fun.
Yep, no doubt. All right, that's going to do it for us. I hope you guys have had fun hanging with us today. We always enjoy hanging with you. I would encourage you to give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate those, or wherever you get your podcasts. Give us any ideas you have for the fall. We got 3 episodes a week coming your way. We're kind of workshopping how we're going to put this whole thing together. We've been doing this a long time, but we're always open to suggestions. So appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos.
I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.